Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, what's going on? Mark Owens, thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you are having a great week. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marco6262, and let's get to it. A lot of news from the University of Georgia, and let's start it with the world's largest outdoor, don't call it a cocktail party, talking about Georgia, Florida. Well, the Jacksonville Business Journal earlier this week released the contract details between Georgia and University of Florida, played in Jacksonville at Everbank Field. Now, the game isn't going anywhere. There are some Georgia fans that would love for it to become a home-and-home game because we get one game back on the schedule. However, there are a lot of fans that love the annual tradition right around Halloween weekend to go down to Jacksonville and spend the weekend down at the beach or down by the river and drinking and partying under the bridge and going for the annual cocktail party. But here's what the contract looks like for now between the two teams and the city of Jacksonville. So both teams will be paid a combined total of $2.75 million over the next 5 years, each getting a minimum of $250,000 per year and $125,000 signing bonus. Now, George gets $350,000 for chartering a plane, $350,000, mind you, $350,000 for chartering a plane, and they both get $60,000 stipend for any other travel or lodging expenses. They'll continue to split the revenue from the gate as more money for the schools. And if you look at the record, Florida has won the last three games in the series, but Georgia leads all time at 50-43 and two ties. Now, I think Georgia-Florida weekend is something that every Georgia fan must do. It is a bucket list event. I've partied under the bridge. I've slept in an RV under the bridge. I've also had the opportunity as I get older and I realize I'm not 20 anymore and I want a bed to sleep in, take advantage of some of the surrounding islands, Jekyll, St. Simons, Amelia. That's actually a pretty fun party because if you head down on Thursday night or Friday, a lot of the resorts, a lot of the hotels, they have theme parties going all weekend long. And a lot of them have charter buses that if you just get a hotel room at their resort, they'll take you to and from the game. I've done that from Amelia Island before. And at Omni Amelia Island, they had a big party down there and there was a band and there was, you know, it was like a $25 cover, but it got you, you know, unlimited drinks, food, a band, and it was a lot of fun. Then on Saturday morning, I mean, they had two buses. One of them took off at like 7 in the morning. The other one took off at like 10 or 11. And then after the game, they'll get you back. So that was a lot of fun. But Georgia-Florida weekend is something that every Georgia fan must do. So we wrapped up the draft. Let's talk a little bit about how the SEC fared. They had 53 players drafted, the most in all of college football. The ACC had 43, Pac-12 had 36, Big Ten had 35 players drafted. The AAC, 15, Big 12 with 14, Mid-American Conference with 13, Conference USA with 9, Mountain West with 8, Sun Belt with 5, and the Independents had 3. To be honest, it's cool to see where your players go, where the guys you followed for the past 3 or 4 years, where they end up, because I know at Georgia games, they dogs in the NFL, and I would never really follow the Lions, but with Stafford there, I'll see how he's doing. Now with Aaron Murray out to the Rams and Gurley out with the Rams, you'll follow and see how they're doing. So it's kind of fun to kind of keep up with what the former players are doing, but for the most part, you know, good for you guys, but I don't consider that much of a bragging point. I know that Georgia really only had one player drafted, Isaiah McKenzie. People were using that as like a bragging point, like, West Georgia had more players drafted than Georgia and Georgia Tech. Okay, well, that's great, you know, but it doesn't help me on Saturdays. I guess it could help with recruiting a little bit, but I guess that means we had like 21 players returning for the 2017 season. So we'll talk again next year, but I really don't consider the much of a bragging right how many players are drafted from your school other than it's just fun to follow. The other big story coming out this week, Georgia running back Elijah Holyfield was arrested just after 3 a.m. Monday morning on two misdemeanor marijuana charges, including possession of weed and drug-related objects. Okay, a pipe. According to Dogs 247, cops were called to his dorm by an RA who detected the smell of weed coming from the dorm room. The report noted that Holyfield's eyes were bloodshot, and when the door opened, the smell of pot got even stronger. Holyfield told the officers that he didn't know what they were talking about when they asked about the smell of weed. He didn't let the officer search his room either, so they went out and got a search warrant. When they came back, they found a pipe, a blue box containing bud, a cigarillo pack with 7 marijuana buds were found in his desk drawer. Windows in the room were open with marijuana found thrown outside of the windows, and Holyfield told officers that he didn't know where that came from. The student athlete policy calls for a 1-game suspension for a drug test. Elijah Holyfield, obviously the son of Evander Holyfield, a 4-star prospect expected to back up Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel in 2017, and in the future could be a great running back to have. However, this move right here is just more athletes being dumb. And let me explain something here. We talked about this on Monday as we record this. It's Tuesday, and we talked about this on Monday on the Rick and John Show, and they blasted the RA and that nerd calling the cops on these kids. Let them smoke a little weed. What's wrong with them getting high in their dorm room? That RA just doesn't get laid, and he just needs a reason to feel important. Well, I got to play devil's advocate here, and I don't blame the RA at all. I have absolutely no problem with what the RA did in this situation because it is his job to keep that dorm room, for lack of a better term, safe. Like, his job to make sure everything is kind of under control. If there's an issue, he's required to report it. A lot of RAs, and I don't know, I've never been an RA. I've known a couple, but don't really know the ins and outs on how it works. A lot of the RAs get paid, or maybe they have a scholarship that includes their room and board to be an RA for the dorm room, or maybe some of them have a full scholarship, but your job for the 4 years you're here, you are the RA of this dorm. So he's doing what he had to do. And we don't know. Maybe he had already gone up to Elijah Holyfield's room 5 times in the past month saying, guys, listen, you know, we can smell weed coming from your room. Knock it off. You know, I'm going to let you go this time. Okay, I'm going to let you go again. Okay, I'm going to let you go again. I mean, we don't know how many times that these kids have been in their room getting high. More than that, it's a dorm room, and there are probably kids around there, and say kids, but students that are maybe studying for finals, maybe working on a test. Maybe they don't smoke weed. Maybe they're actually going to college to get an education. And it's hard to because the smell of weed is wafting into their room and they're getting a contact high. And it's just like smoking. How, you know, you can't smoke a cigarette anywhere nowadays. If people were smoking in the dorm rooms, you'd go up there and you'd say, hey, guys, you know, put out that cigarette. You're not allowed to smoke in here. The exact same thing. Hey, guys, weed is illegal. I have to report you. Whether you agree or you disagree. And, you know, I'm very libertarian when it comes to weed. I think it should be legal in all 50 states. I think it will be legal in all 50 states eventually because there's a lot of money to be made off of it. But right now, it's illegal. And more than that, when you're a scholarship athlete, you are not allowed to be doing drugs. It's that simple. So I don't put any of this on the RA. He was doing his job. This 100% goes on Elijah Holyfield and the other two players in the room acting like knuckleheads. If you want to get high, go do it off campus. Go do it at your buddy's house. Hell, go out into the woods. Athens is a pretty big city. Uber is very popular. Take an Uber ride somewhere, go get high, and then come back. Don't be doing it in your room. So you know what? Elijah, this is all on you. This is 100% you, my man. So stop being so cocky. You have one job. One job. Play football. Play football. And be good at it and keep your nose clean. Stay out of trouble. But again, this just comes more in the case from, you know, student athletes doing what they want to do. Now, the weed conversation, we can have that later. But as of right now, it's still illegal. And you can't do it. 1-game suspension against App State. And you never know, App State's not a bad team. You know, Georgia in the past, we struggled against Nicholls State last year. App State's not a horrible team, so we might be able to need Elijah Holyfield on the first game of the season. But he won't be there now. So, anyway, thanks for listening. What do you think? Give me a follow on Twitter. Give me a response at Marco6262. Appreciate you listening. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.